Hello, everyone. Hello to everybody who's trying to figure out how we can negotiate during these uncertain times so that we can survive in order to pick up the pieces economically when this is all over. You're faced with colleagues, clients, vendors, customers trying to completely pull out of deals because they are scared about what's going on, and consequently, you're trying to hang in there and you're scared about what's going on also. I'm going to give you a three-step process in order to maximize your chances for success. The Black Swan Group is always here to give you the best chance of success, and here's the steps to the process that'll put you in the best position to not just survive, but to thrive through these times. So we're gonna start with what we refer to as tactical empathy, and then we're gonna move from that point into an effective pause to let our tactical empathy sink in, and then we're gonna be using something that the Black Swan Group calls a thought-shaping question. So we'll start off with what the facts are and how we see it. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be language in this video for mature audiences only, because we're going to use the language that we're using with each other. I had a client call me up on the phone the other day after they'd sent me a text message that said, "This is a total shit show." So that's the way we're going to start this out, because this is the way everybody is viewing this situation, a total shit show. Start out by saying, "This is a total shit show. I know you are scared to death. You guys are desperate. You're scared this whole thing is going to get out of control and it's going to destroy you and your company." Ladies and gentlemen, that is what people are feeling on the other side. The best way to drive a stake through the heart of any fear is to just simply call it out. Even call it out, overdo it. If you're not laying it on thick, you're not laying it on thick enough. You've got to drive a stake through the heart of these fears, and you do it in a fearless manner. Again, this is how this goes. "This is a total shit show. You guys are desperate. You're scared this whole thing is going to get out of control and it's going to destroy you and your company." Now notice when I said this, I didn't put in, "We're scared too." When the other side is scared, they're not worried about whether or not you're scared. They're caught up in their own fears. And we're not going to use "we" as the disguise when we need to be using the word "you." Tactical empathy is a recognition of how the other side is actually feeling and the articulation of it. It's about them and it ain't about you. And this is not the time to be dropping "we's" in the middle of it when you need to be connecting with them by saying "you." Now, the next thing you're going to do after this is you're going to go silent. Good use of tactical empathy has got to sink in, and you can't be stepping on it with coming up with "but, this is how we're going to deal with it," or "but," any of this "but" nonsense. Believe me, as Brandon Voss, the president of the Black Swan Group, likes to say, nobody wants you to put your "but" in their face. So anytime you're about to use the word "but" is a perfect time to go dead silent. You need to let your tactical empathy sink in. So go dead silent, and if you have to, start counting 1,000s to yourself silently. 1,000, 2,000, whatever it takes. You have to stay silent and let them make the next move. Now, they're either going to give you an indicator that they want to hear what you have to say, or they're going to express some more of their own fears, which means you haven't expressed it enough for them, and it's a time to paraphrase what they say, or even expand on how they feel about it. Or if they've gone completely silent on you, that means you're on the right track, you just haven't gone far enough. And if you're on the right track and you haven't gone far enough, when they're silent, the next thing you got to do is say, "And I haven't even expressed as bad as it is. Probably feels much worse to you than what I've said." This is a recognition of the dynamic that's taking place in a moment. You've got to clear somebody's fears out before you move on. Otherwise, they're going to continue to have all their judgment and everything that they say clouded with fear. You're also not explaining the situation to them. Ronald Reagan said a long time ago, if you're explaining, you're losing. And believe me, if you're trying to explain something to someone, you are losing. Now, deference, of course, is the key to all this. And the late night FM DJ voice. We're not using an urging voice. We're not using an exciting voice. It's a late night FM DJ voice of understanding and confidence. Now we move into the third and final phase. We're going to shape their thinking with a great how question. As you know, our how questions are what we refer to as calibrated questions. And we ask questions not to get answers, but to shape thoughts. So this is a how question designed to be a thought shaping question. How do we work our way through this so that we don't destroy each other and we put ourselves in a position to pick up the pieces and work together when this is over. Now, what we've done here is we've opened up with a how question in a deferential way to trigger what Daniel Kahneman would call slow thinking. This is slow, in-depth thinking, stop you in your tracks thinking, and it also makes the other side feel safe and secure. It's deferential. People love to be asked how. They don't realize that you've helped them make a complete mental shift here because they feel safe and in control by the how question. And then we've added in the visions of the inevitable future. The inevitable future is we're going to have to pick up the pieces after this is over. And we're going to have to figure out how we work together after this is over. This is a challenge that we're all faced with in surviving the economic calamity that's been triggered by the response to the coronavirus. Now, don't get me wrong. What we're going through right now as a response to our safety for the coronavirus is necessary. We've had to shut everything down in order to slow this virus down, maybe even stop it in its tracks and keep people as safe as possible. Use this three-step method. Of number one, use tactical empathy to deactivate their fears. Number two, use dynamic silence in order to get the feedback on how successful you've been in your use of tactical empathy to deactivate their fears, or whether or not you need to go back in and use some more to deactivate some more fears. And then step three, the thought-shaping question. The how question that's got the vision of the future included in it. This three-step process is going to give you your best chance of success in order to collaborate with people so that we can all survive and thrive on the other end of this calamity.